Be not discouraged. St. Helena, California, January 14, 1912. My attention has been called to the present needs of the Nashville Sanitarium, and while I am unable at this time to write as fully as I should like, I desire to say some words that will be an encouragement to those who are carrying the burden of the medical missionary work in the South. Many times in the past, when our brethren bearing the burden of the work have met with overwhelming difficulty in the establishment of important enterprises, they have been strongly tempted to give up the struggle. But again and again, as they have been encouraged to advance in faith, they have pressed forward in the name of the God of Israel, and success has rewarded their efforts. To those who are bearing burdens in Nashville, I would say, you are now to seek diligently to learn lessons that you have not yet learned. All have a work to do in self-training. The Lord now gives you an opportunity to reveal a spirit of self-sacrifice in behalf of His cause. Let all our brethren and sisters in responsibility in Nashville, and especially those who are connected as workers with the Nashville Sanitarium, humble their hearts before God and pray for the prosperity of the sanitarium. Let those having the work in charge study to avoid all waste and extravagance and all unnecessary expenditure. Let them see that everything is carried on wisely and economically, for they are dealing with the Lord's goods. Nothing that can be utilized should be thrown away. This will require wisdom and forethought and constant care. It has been presented to me that the inability to save in little things is one reason why so many families suffer for lack of the necessities of life. With many, there is a want of knowledge as to how to prepare food in economical ways. There is a lesson for us in the record of the feeding of the 5,000, a lesson that has a special application to those times when we are placed in trying circumstances and are compelled to practice close economy. Having worked the miracle and satisfied the hunger of the multitude, Christ was careful that the food that remained should not be wasted. Let those in charge of our institutions bear the lesson in mind. Let them act wisely, refusing to expend $1 that can be saved by the exercise of frugality and thrift. Our brethren and sisters in responsibility in our medical institutions may help one another to safeguard the interests of the enterprise with which they may be connected, by putting into daily practice the principles of economy and thrift taught in the Bible. The Lord has been leading His servants in their efforts to establish important institutions at Nashville. It is for the glory of His name and for the advancement of His cause in the southern states that various lines of work have been undertaken in and around Nashville. He has been leading in these enterprises, and we have had evidences of His guidance in the securing of valuable properties suitable for the different branches of our work. For us now to allow discouraging circumstances to slacken our efforts would be out of harmony with God's purpose. For to connect failure with any of the enterprises undertaken under the guidance of the Holy Spirit would bring dishonor upon God. If there comes a time in our experience when we find it advisable to withdraw our support from any of our institutions, it should be when that institution is in a prosperous condition. We should ever guard against the tendency to withdraw our strength from a chosen agency or working center in a time of discouragement. To my brethren who are carrying responsibilities in the southern field, I would say, having begun a good work in harmony with the will of God, do not abandon it now because of difficulties, for this would result in the loss of an agency that might be made a power for good in warning the people of Nashville and other cities of the South. To give up at this time would also bring discouragement to those who might be involved in the surrender and to many others who would be affected by the influence of such a decision. For our brethren to question and waver and submit to defeat at the Nashville Sanitarium would be detrimental to the best interests of the cause of God in the southern states. If those who carry the burden of the medical missionary work in the South will now study diligently the advantages to be gained by the maintenance of a suitable outpost center from which a strong medical evangelistic campaign can be carried forward in Nashville. And if they will plan wisely and determine to advance in the face of difficulties, light will come in, and courage will take the place of discouragement. As in humility and faith they come to a unity of purpose and plan, God will work for them and with them, and success will attend their efforts. Those who led out in the establishment and maintenance of institutions in the earlier history of our work often met with trials and perplexities. The enemy was actively at work to undermine confidence and to place obstructions in the way of progress. Had the brethren at such times submitted to discouragement, they would not only have brought weakness to the cause they loved, but would have lessened their own ability to advance. Their later experience would have been marred by the knowledge that they had begun a good work and had failed. But our brethren in responsibility did not falter in the face of difficulty. They moved forward in the name of the Lord God of Israel, determined never to give up. They had pledged themselves to make a success of the work that had been entrusted to them, and they labored on in faith until they gained decided victories. The untiring efforts of these faithful men have resulted, under the blessing of God, in increasing prosperity in all branches of the Lord's work. Some have suggested that the Nashville Sanitarium should be closed, and that the work of this institution should be transferred to the Madison Sanitarium. The Nashville Sanitarium must not be closed. God forbid that this should be. Let search be made to ascertain the true situation, and then let our people do their best to carry out the plan of the Lord concerning this institution. When our conceptions of the work that is to be done in the southern field are broadened, we shall see that there is an abundance of work for both institutions. There are those who, if connected with the Nashville Sanitarium, will give strength to this institution and will stand as burden bearers. As men of God's appointment shall rally to the help of this sanitarium and place themselves in right relationship with the great medical missionary, he will put his spirit upon them and will enable them to labor untiringly for the success of the enterprise, until apparent defeat shall have been turned into a glorious victory.